Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is reporting this afternoon that it looks like the White House is taking at least the first step in that direction. Jason, what are you learning about a draft executive order here on cybersecurity?
Well, I got a pretty good look at the draft executive order, and what I know of it is that the draft order includes 8 sections. And the 8 sections each, well, 10 sections, but 8 of them are significant. There's 2 other sections that talk about administrative stuff. But the 8 sections are trying to take some of the parts of the Lieberman-Collins Comprehensive Cybersecurity Bill, the second version of that bill that they re-released in July, and put them into policy. Now, there's some things they can't do because there's certain things only Congress can do. We know that. But this one tried to take anything that you can do through regulation and put that out there. So remember, it's just a draft. It could change. It could take months for it to change. But here's what we do know. One of the sections is going to require the government to develop a way for industries to submit threat and vulnerability data to the government. There's already that pilot program for the Defense Industrial Base. Basically, this says, okay, how can we basically expand something like that broader? It also gives agencies several deadlines to meet, either by writing reports or creating and implementing frameworks. One of them, for instance, is the Homeland Security Department would lead a cybersecurity council, and within 90 days of the executive order being signed, they would have to determine which agencies should regulate which parts of the critical infrastructure. Now, this is much different than what was in the Lieberman-Collins bill, and this is one of the big sticking points of the Lieberman-Collins bill, was that DHS, Homeland Security Department, would get a lot of that regulation authority, and now the White House is saying, well, let's see who gets what. Maybe it's FERC or NERC or the Energy Department or whomever. I'm going to also highlight Section 8. I think this is a big, big part of the cybersecurity draft executive order. This has 5 subsections. One of them would ask industry to voluntarily submit cyber threat information to the government. The draft order says the data wouldn't be used for regulatory purposes or used against the companies, for instance, in lawsuits. It does not offer any liability protections because an EO can't do that. That's got to come from Congress. It talks about privacy. It talks about acquisition preferences for products and services that meet those cyber standards as developed by DHS-led counsel. And the fifth section talks about would give 120 days for this council to develop a report talking about what are some possible incentives, such as liability protections, expedited security clearances, and almost like a good housekeeping seal of approval recognition. So that's just some of what the draft executive order includes.
A couple of things here before we run out of time. This sounds like you mentioned this is modeled on the Lieberman-Collins bill. It sounds like it's actually modeled on the very latest compromise Lieberman-Collins bill when you mentioned that it's requesting that companies voluntarily submit information rather than mandating that they do it as the bill originally did.
Yeah, absolutely right. And a lot of these things that the executive order, this draft executive order, would call for, already done, like identify which critical infrastructures need to fall under the voluntary standards. DHS, my sources tell me, has already done that. The other thing they were talking about is setting a framework or stuff like that. I think a lot of these steps DHS already is taking. This would just put it in a more formal executive order, more formal policy.
This sounds, though, like a first step. This doesn't sound like a comprehensive cyber bill. You mentioned some of the things that are not in this. Is there anything else that's significant that's not here?
I think there's very little mention of federal cybersecurity. You know, how can agencies improve their networks? It does talk about identifying critical infrastructure that's owned and operated by federal agencies, but that falls under, again, this critical infrastructure. I think what the White House is saying is we realize the critical infrastructure is the key piece to the entire comprehensive cyber bill. I think people would disagree with that, but they're saying, I think we recognize that this is the key piece. So what can we do within our authority to push the ball forward? And this draft executive order, I think, is one of those steps. Now, how far it goes, it's going to be hard to tell. And as soon as, obviously, Congress gets wind of this, they're going to feel like the White House may be trying to sidestep them. And what will they do to block it? Or maybe it'll give them some impetus to get something passed before the end of the year.
You have more about this on federalnewsradio.com right now, and you've mentioned in that story a number of times in the headline and then throughout the story, draft, draft, draft. You're drilling that into my brain as we have this conversation, Jason. In your experience, the amount of time that you've been covering these kinds of things, do these drafts change much generally between when they start to get floated and when they finally are codified into policy?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the point that I think I've been told by my sources, and what you've seen from comments from the White House about this is that this is the first step in a very long process. And draft orders, you know, the reason why it's getting out now is because they want people to comment on it. They want people to say, hey, don't forget about this, or hey, I think we can tweak this area, or hey, we can make this better. So I don't think anyone should expect this draft order, the way it looks now, to look the same when it is finally, if and when it's released. And I don't think anyone should expect it to be released in a week or 2 weeks or even a month. I mean, this could be 4, 5, 6 months away from a final version.
And beyond that speculation, we have no timeline right now?
No timeline. The White House won't even really admit that it's happening. They just said it's one piece of the puzzle that could happen, but they're not going to comment on anything that's pre-decisional.